views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Darcy Pariso, the host of Animal Soul Wisdom. Hey, thanks for joining me today. Today is a really special show. This is my first show on the fourth Thursday of the month for Transformation Talk Radio. So now you can find Animal Soul Wisdom on Transformation Radio and Transformation Talk Radio twice, because I'm on the second Thursday of the month, and that's also on KKNW here in Seattle. I'm on in the morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern, and now this fourth week. But the really easy thing to do is just follow my Facebook page. It's Angels and Animals, and you don't have to remember the times, just the second and the fourth week, second and fourth Thursday of the month. So, and you'll also find some great animal stories on that Angels and Animals Facebook page too, so check it out. So today, my topic today came up because of a reading and a woman that I've been working with for a while. So I'm going to share some stories and look at what the animals are up to. And I have to tell you that they always surprise me. I mean, there are some common themes, but just like us, you know, they're as different personality-wise as humans. Because I've been doing this for a while, and they still do and say things, you know, they can be pretty funny, and they're profound. And sometimes you see yourself. So pay attention. Because, you know, they may be mirroring you in ways that you haven't really seen. The other day, my dog told me that she wants to get a haircut because she wants us to get new pictures together, and she wants to make sure that she looks pretty in them. And I laughed because I never heard her say this before, first of all. And then I laughed because, yeah, that's my dog. She would say that. And, you know, she's very sweet. She doesn't ask for much. So, of course, I'm always happy to accommodate her. So the thing that we have to remember about animals, any of the animals in our lives, is we can't hide anything from them. And I think that we, you know, we're aware of that somewhat, but really, who knows us better? They're always reading our energy. They're scanning our emotions, what's going on. They're watching us. You know, does it involve me? Do I get to go? What's going on? And they're always listening to our words. So an important thing to remember is that those words, they also include the words in our head, our self-talk. So if, you know, you're having a bad day or you're struggling with something, you're feeling a little down, you might find that they're coming up to you and, you know, trying to help you and comfort you. So self-talk affects them too. You know, they're really sponges. And I remember probably just that week after Christmas, I was feeling pretty tired with work and Christmas and just, you know, everything going on. And then I got upset with myself because I was tired. And my dog just walked over to me, looked me in the eyes, and she asked me, "Why can't you see yourself as the beautiful soul that you are?" And I was like, wow, you know, I got to get out of this. So I did snap out of it. But this is how they see us. They see the best in us. And a little about myself. I'm an animal communicator and a medium. And I also do intuitive readings, and I'm not sure if everybody knows that, but what often comes up is, you know, the we kind of go with this, this ebb and flow happens. We might start off talking to a dog and pretty soon we're talking about a relationship or a job, or then, you know, it's just, it goes kind of where it goes. Every reading is unique. So lots of people call and they want to know about relationships. Is there a relationship around them? Or can you help me with an existing relationship? And what I learn is that our animals, you know, dogs, cats, or whoever's living with us, you know, they're often helping us already. So like I said, this is how this topic came up. And they are great counselors. They are the ones that will help bring new friends to us. And in some circles, they're even called matchmakers. And especially if there's an agreement that we have made before we came to the earth, you know, we have a soul agreement with somebody, there's someone in a soul group that's going to come and help us, you can be sure that they're going to help them to show up, because they see all this. You know, they see things that we often, most often don't. So the woman that I was working with, she told me that her dog was helping her. And specifically, that dog was trying to bring in this guy. And it wasn't any guy. When I asked her, well, who is this? Do you know who it is? She said no. But she had been just feeling and hearing for, oh boy, I think maybe a year or even longer, that this relationship was coming in and it was going to be great. And the dog was on board too and saw the same thing. So she was starting to doubt that this was going to even happen because it was taking so long. But finally, they did meet. And it turned out that they both had dogs and everything was just really easy. It was just like they had known each other forever. And of course, that's because they did. And, you know, this was very much the soul agreement that she had heard about. So soon this new couple, they were so engaged in life. They were just getting out, you know, going into the city, going hiking and boating, and they were out doing everything. And it made them realize that, you know, they had been kind of, living under a bucket or something. They just hadn't participated in life. They dropped out. So they were having so much fun. The dogs were happy. Everything was great. One big happy family. So it was like this for quite a while. And then sadly, after a couple of years, things came to an end. But what both parties witnessed after the breakup was that both of their dogs really stepped up and they supported them. And they showed such compassion and empathy. And, you know, they saw that the pain that the people were going through. And they're just always there for them. In fact, the woman would tell me that her dog would just come up on the couch and lay across her lap and just really lay all over her. And she could feel the love coming through this dog. And this wasn't something that her dog had ever done before. And the thing that we have to remember, too, is that for the dogs, it was a loss for them too, because this was, you know, this was their family. They had merged families and they were very much, you know, together. So they were going through this too. And the woman said that when her dog would look at her, she could see that she was looking like deep into her soul. And it was a feeling that she had never experienced before from her dog. And she felt so much love and support. And she also felt her dog's own sadness. So they helped each other. So everyone, the humans and the animals in this situation, they understood that this was an important relationship. And in the end, the parties did some really deep personal work. They, you know, they remained friends, communicated, and they found that a lot of things in the relationship helped them to grow and raise their consciousness. And that's what it turned out this agreement was about. So the woman said that they both had gone to counseling separately and they were looking at past relationships and old patterns, and they were working with the counselors just to, you know, clear through a lot of this. So they didn't get their happy ending, unfortunately, but they did help each other. And, you know, who knows what's ahead? Maybe this whole experience also helped them to be a better person and to attract the, you know, the right partner for them, somebody who's more in alignment with them. Because, you know, as the saying goes, there really are no accidents. And you can just ask, you know, your dog, your cat, or any animal in your life, and they'll help you. So the strongest relationship in this whole story was, in this situation, ended up being between the human and the animals. It was that emotional connection. and they didn't know their dogs in this way before. So it really touched their soul, and their relationships are very different with their animals now as a result of that. And also one thing that I hear commonly too is that, you know, our animals that have crossed over, they say that I can help you more. I'm in a higher vibration, and so I can do more for you. It's easier for me. And they're really excited about that. They're like, go team, I can help you. What do you need? So I always say, you know, ask. And sometimes that's the reason that animals come in to visit us that have crossed over. They want to bring in this higher vibration to our situation or to help us in some way. Because we, in the end, you know, we really do share an emotional intelligence and a connection. And that never dies, whether animals cross over or we do. Because as, you know, as we know, love never ends. And they really are always with us. So my suggestion to everyone is ask for what you want. It's a free will planet. And they can't help us unless we ask for help. So ask and then just let it go and trust it'll happen. And this is for animals that have transitioned. They often will come in and help us anyway, but we can ask anybody that's crossed over. We can ask our angels, the masters, our guides. So the help, like I said, this help can come from anyone at all. So set the intention that it's yours and then thank them. And I have to laugh because they will give us information. You know, my dog told me, she reminded me the other day, she does this from time to time. She told me that I need to put my positive affirmations around the house because I needed a little reminder in some areas. So let them be our coach. Let them be our counselors. I've got a lot more information, but we are going to be coming up on a break pretty soon. So I want to go ahead and let you know what's coming up. We'll take the break shortly. This is a call-in show, so the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And if you just stay tuned, we'll be back soon. And you're listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio with Darcy Peruso.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information. Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Darcy Pariso, and it's Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. And today we're talking about the animals in our lives, the emotions, intelligence, updating our relationships, and seeing them through new eyes. And again, this is a call-in show, so the number is 1-800-930-2819 if you have questions. And the other thing is, this is my first show on Transformation Talk Radio as Animal Soul Wisdom this fourth week. So just keep that in mind, that the fourth Thursday of every month, you can call in at this time, this at 2 p.m. Pacific or 5 Eastern. So anyway, back to our topic about animals and emotions. One thing that really stood out for me that I'll never forget is I was in this really long line at a local shelter. This was a couple years ago, and we were stopping at every stall. And as we did, I told each dog how handsome they were or how beautiful they were. And then I asked them to think about, you know, what kind of family do you want? You know, do you want a single person, somebody that you can run with or hike with? Do you want a family with kids, a quiet house, older adults? You know, you can call that in. And as I was telling them this, I could see, you know, the hope in their eyes. And despite all the noise and the chaos, because it was really noisy, I happened to hear the two women that were in front of me, and they were doing the same thing. They were saying, oh, you're so beautiful. And I looked over, and I have never, ever in my whole life seen the gratitude and the love that I saw in that dog's eyes that day. And that emotion was so strong. It felt like they had just like picked him up in a blanket and wrapped him in this blanket of love energetically. And I knew that he just really, really needed to hear that at that time. So anywhere, anytime that you can do something like this, you can show love or kindness to an animal, and especially, you know, animals that are in situations like this, you know, absolutely know that it really does make a difference. So I really wanted to share that because, boy, anything we do means so much. So animals, you know, one thing is, I know that we know this, but I want you to look at this again and look at it through a new lens. Of course, they have their own likes and dislikes and quirks and faults, just like us, and they have so many endearing qualities that make us really love them. So the question for each one of us, myself included, are we still seeing them through these old filters and based on past experiences? Because if they're in our lives and we're not really seeing them, we kind of get stuck, and we could be living just a deeper, a richer life because of it, because of that. We look at their appearance, their behaviors, and we just fall into this routine, the same old routine, same kind of relationship. So look back, you know, think about this. When you think about when you met, you know, why did you get this animal? What attracted you to him or her? And you took time to get to know them at that time. You know, who am I living with? And you spent that time, and then you kind of go into rote. That's when relationships get into problems with humans, so it's bound to with animals also. So, you know, things could be really different right now if you're paying attention. So do an upgrade. Look at how you're communicating and how you're understanding each other. You know, when I look at this, I think about what it must be like from their perspective, from things that they told me. And I see that it must be, I don't know, sort of like a teacher in a classroom with new students. And this teacher, he sees where they need to go, and he's gently trying to guide them or show them by example. And, you know, some of the students get it, but others don't. They're struggling. So that teacher is always looking for ways to reach them. He might recognize, well, this is new material for the student, or maybe they're from another culture and this is just very different. And that teacher or that animal wants so badly to bridge that gap. And I think that's, you know, probably a pretty good analogy of what it's like for them, because, you know, what we think and then what they say often are not the same. You know, my own dog, I have a Havanese, Kobe, who's going to be 13. And I didn't know her until this last 3 years. And she had a best friend, another dog. And after he crossed over 3 years ago, everything changed. So our relationship now is we're like best friends. We work together. We talk. We get out. We're confidants. And this was their relationship. And she was devastated. And suddenly she lost him. So I was a small part of it, you know, prior to that. It was always about the two of them, and I was there. So I'm really grateful that we have this time together and this understanding, because she has given me feedback. It's like having your own little, I don't know, twin sister or something. She's given me feedback about my work, about other animals, how I could do some things different or better. So you too can change. You know, you can deepen your relationships and start paying attention, pretending that, you know, they're new. They just arrived. The new kid on the block. So what do they need? Many people believe that the animals come in our lives because of their overall qualities. So maybe for each species, like for cats, the cats embody independence. They can call the shots. They know where they want to sleep. They know if they want attention or so on. So the premise is that if you don't want to be alone or you look to others to validate you, maybe you have a cat, or that cat came to you because he's role modeling that being on your own is okay and you're perfect just the way you are. So think about that. And these may not fit everyone, but they're generalizations, of course. But, you know, there's always some validity to parts of everything. And then also a lot of people believe, and authors and so forth, that dogs really strive. They're at their best when they feel loved and protected, and that their human takes care of them. You know, they want somebody to know the rules and set the boundaries. So lots of people who have dogs might have a busy life. They might feel overwhelmed. And maybe there's somebody that needs to, you know, step into a leadership role and kind of, you know, do some self-management and managing their life. And then another one that we'll mention, and then we'll get to our caller, are horses. You know, horses love to be free of restrictions. And I work with Stacy Lewis at Center Development Ranch here in Snohomish, Washington. And she can tell you, because we worked with one of her horses in particular, and Ruth wanted her freedom. And we had to work with her for a while to show her that's not, you know, your life right now. But horses show us to focus on being present and how to get rid of those things that drain us and to be powerful, to trust ourselves. So if you're feeling overloaded and you don't have enough time for yourself, you know, go spend a time, you know, spend time with a horse and let him teach you. And they'll get to that very quickly, I promise you. So animals know what they need, and they live true to themselves, and they're trying to show us to do the same thing. So I just wanted to pass that on. Okay, so I would like to talk to Brooke now, if you can bring her on.
Yeah, Brooke from Seattle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brooke. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I am pretty good. I am calling about my cat, Henry. His play aggression has, it comes and goes, and it's gotten to the point where it started with, he will attack my hands when I'm working, I'm trying to get my attention, and he's also a cat who likes to be on the shoulders. And sometimes when he's on my shoulders, he will kind of grab my head. I'm getting some scratches.
Yeah. So is everything else okay with Henry?
I think Henry is, he's a little anxious about the noises of the city. I talk to him a lot about the new neighbors upstairs. They step loudly, and anytime they step loudly, I see him look up and just look like, what is that? And because I've talked to him about the noises outside being outside noises, these feel, neighbors feel like inside noises. And I suspect that he feels a little insecure about that.
Yeah. So how old is Henry?
Henry, I think Henry is about 2 years old now. I've had Henry with me for about a year now.
Yeah, I was feeling like he might be around three. When you're talking, I'm feeling like these are foreign invaders. Like, what are they doing here? And they don't belong here. And he feels, sometimes he feels confident in his body. And I feel like 25 to 40%, he feels very confident in his body. And then there's this middle time, kind of this, where he's just kind of, he's okay. He doesn't like some things, but he's okay. It's tolerable. But then he gets annoyed, and I forget now the words what he was just telling me. So Henry, bring these words back. He said the foreign invaders, and he makes him feel off center, like almost like this roly poly feeling, where I feel like I know how I am, and I'm comfortable in my home, and then something's coming in, like kind of hitting me inside the head, and making me feel almost kind of dizzy or lightheaded. It makes him feel ungrounded and insecure. And I feel like he just wants to, like meow and like scream at them sometimes.
He meows a lot.
Yeah. He's just saying, stop, you're in my space. And he doesn't know what to do about it because he does protect your space and he does clear your space, but then other things come in and he's saying like, help, what do I do?
Yeah.
So, some of the things that I find are helpful, and you might've tried these, are like the CBD oil or Rescue Remedy, flowers, Rescue Remedy. I feel like it takes the edge off. It takes the like anxiety and just some of that discomfort off. I think you're doing a good job of talking to him, but we could also, talk to him more and tell him, I'm really sorry. We can tell him now, Henry, I'm really sorry that it's like this. It's living in a city and it's a situation. And what I would like you to do, and then you can tell him, explicitly what you'd like. And also, we might have talked about this before, but can we find a job that you would like Henry to do?
Oh, yes. He's on bug patrol, and he does an amazing job of making sure all bugs are cleared and clearing the energy. He does a great job of that. I'm trying to think of more.
Oh, clearing more energy. Okay. I thought if there was something tied to you specifically, he would like that. I'm glad he's clearing energy because it feels like, that feels like an important job for him. Yeah, but is there something that you do like with your art or with your work or like when you're working, can you give him something that he can do to help you?
Oh, interesting. That's a great idea. I will think about what he can do while I'm working on me.
One thing that I had this image of, and you might want to change it, but just one idea is I had this image of him having like even a piece of something, art material or paper or something like bunched up that he could run around the floor and chase it. Something new.
Oh, yeah.
Give him an activity to get that out because he needs to get it out of his body too.
Yeah. I've been wondering, my apartment is small and I have another cat tree on the way, but sometimes I wonder if he's okay with me, if he would rather be someplace where he can have more space.
Yeah. You know what, Brooke? Yeah. We have to take a break. Could you hang on?
Sure. Of course.
Okay. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. So hang on, everyone.
No problem.
And I'll give you the call-in number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. This is Animal Soul Wisdom. We'll see you soon.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Darcy Pariso, and this is Animal Soul Wisdom. So, Brooke, are you ready to continue the call?
Okay. Yes. I have one last question. My question for Henry is he happy being with me in my space? Would he be happier possibly finding a family with more space for him to really stretch his little legs?
When I asked him if he was happy being in the space, living in your apartment with you, he said, absolutely. You know, he loves you. And then when I asked him, he wasn't thinking that it meant not being with you, but yes, I would like more space. I'd love that. When he sees more space, that sounds great. He'd love it. And he loves being with you. So I think the thing is we have to talk to him about that this is where you live and your work and that you can't move, that you'd like him to have whatever's best for him. And if being with maybe another cat or other animals and more space is that, you'll do that for him. I don't know that he understands. I think we need to make that clear to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He doesn't understand that it's one or the other. When you say, would you like more space? He goes, yeah, that'd be fun. And he shows me
windows. Sees it. And so he sees it with me. Well, he can, of course, that's my preference, is for him to stay with me. So that's good to hear.
Yeah. He doesn't see himself, having more space or playing with other cats. Yeah, that would be fun. But, you know, you're there. So if you decide that you need to rehome him, you need to make it really clear, you know, how you feel about him and that you're doing it for his best, that it's something that would be good for him, and then show him images in your mind and make it really clear. And I can help you with that later if you'd like, but he's, I know he's a busy guy, but he likes being with you. So you can let that go.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
bunch up some paper and throw it on the floor and have him chase it around and just give him a new job.
I will. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Brooke. My best to you and Henry.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, back to our show. We're talking about animals and relationships and their emotions, their intelligence, and updating our relationships. So I had been talking to some women about a cat who was missing, and I learned the other day that there was a family that contacted me about this cat. They couldn't find him anywhere. I'm really worried, had several animals. And when I tuned into the cat, he just said, I'm okay. I moved down the road. I just decided to go live somewhere else. There are just so many animals there. So he left, and not to worry. And he never came back. They never saw him. But one of the things that he showed me was that there was all this red around him, like red everything. And it was such a large space. To me, it felt like it was like a red house, a red garage, you know, something very large. And then just recently, a mutual friend told me that one day this couple took a different rat home. And as they were driving down the road, they said, "Wow, look at that red roof. That is huge." And they looked off to the side and there was their cat sitting on the fence. And the cat just moved in with these people. So they have their own ideas of what they want and their quirks and preferences, likes, dislikes. And so the couple knocked on the door of the home and they said, "You know, this is our cat. We've been looking for him for over a year." And they said, "Oh." So I guess they worked out some sort of share with the cat, and that's what happened with him. But animals, you know, they're not so unlike us. So I wanted to share that because I thought it was pretty funny. Another animal story that I wanted to share with you to let you know who they are is a friend told me that he found out about this standard poodle that was a show dog down in California, and he was going to be put down because they couldn't show him anymore. And this was some years back, and all of a sudden, like the universe conspired, I guess, to change his outcome. So suddenly, this man had a friend that happened to be traveling down to California, but he wasn't coming back. But then he knew somebody that was coming back up to the state of Washington. And so everything worked out perfectly, you know, all these synchronicities where this poodle was brought up to Washington and became his dog. So it was really interesting how that happened. And I hear that, you know, a fair amount, things like that happen. And this dog is one of the happiest dogs I've ever met. He had such a really structured, a very strict beginning, and he just loves to run and play. He's always running outside, kind of bouncing and jumping, and he also has been caught with a lot of the neighbors' toys. There's been some stuffed Minnie Mouses and Pikachus and other stuffed animals, and he finds them, and he throws them up in the air and kind of catches them and runs around, bounces all around, and couldn't figure out what he was doing with them. And then one day, out on my friend's deck, we see this dog running into the backyard, and he's stashing. He takes another stuffed animal and putting it under some shrubs, and there's his pile. So, and I thought it was really funny because he didn't even care that we saw him and we're watching, or that we might, you know, go and bring the toys back, return them to the owners. So this dog is very clever and resourceful. And you know, animals have their own unique network, and they make things happen. And it's also not unusual to have animals trade places so they can visit us. Okay, I can stop. We've got a caller, so I'll take callers first. So this is Casey from Shoreline. Hi, Casey. Welcome to Animal Soul Wisdom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. And who are you calling about today?
Well, I'm just calling about, I have a cat that actually passed away. And, I don't know, I'm kind of going through an extensive research period of my life where I'm doing a lot of research. I'm working on a huge project. I'm also doing a lot of, design work and graphic work at the moment. And I had this cat before that would always sit by me whenever I was working on a huge project and basically like hold the space for me and give me some good energy. And now, well, my cat has passed away. And it's so, I'm just going through this time because now I'm working really diligently on it, on a huge project that's super important. And I was just wondering, first of all, if my cat is still with me in spirit and, like, still able to hold the space for me. And also what my cat would say to me in this time, like, if my cat can see into what's going on with my project or if there's anything I should do. Because we actually used to be able to communicate that way, so.
Okay, and what was your cat's name, Casey?
Tiger.
Tiger? Okay. So Tiger, he was a big cat, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty big.
Yeah, I see that. He looks like a little, almost like a little orange, I don't want to say tiger, I guess. he has said, when you were talking about him, he said, I'm always checking in. I've never left you. It's, and he shows me like a paddleboard. It shows like this little brown paddle you put in your hand with the string and the ball, and you're going boom, 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 like hitting this ball back and forth on this paddle. And that's what he's showing me your relationship is, that he's always in and out of your life, always checking in. And it feels like sometimes he checks in briefly, like making tabs or something like that, checking in. And then he stays for a while, and he feels like he's staying with you right now. Like he is actually staying, like overseeing, he's helping you. And he feels like he's nudging you on your right shoulder, almost talking in your right ear and giving you ideas and telling you, you know, move that, do this, do it like this, do it like that. And so he's very much helping you. And he says, talk to him out loud because you used to hear him and you'll hear him again. Your brain is focusing very much on how to do things, the to-do and the have-tos and all that. And he said, that's all good, but take some space and kind of clear yourself, almost like sweeping yourself across your body side to side, and you'll be able to hear me. Because he is giving you information, but he could help you more if he's saying, like clean out your ears. He could help you more.
Yeah, you know, that's really funny because I actually thought that I was getting an ear infection the other day. And I was wondering if maybe it was because I wasn't open to listening.
I think so. That's what he's telling you.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
You're very intuitive. So it's just that you have such a strong focus on what you're doing, and it feels like you have deadlines and pressure, and so you're forgetting to tap into your intuition, and you're highly intuitive. So, you know, let him come in, because he says, get a notebook and a pen, and he's going to give you a list. And I'm going like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like about 6 lines, and he's going to give you a to-do list. Yeah, and he never leaves you. And he's like, hey, you know what? Over here on the other side, I can help you even more because I'm in a higher vibration. And so that's why he's... he can do more for you now from the other side than he could here.
Okay.
So are you good with that?
Okay. Yeah, I am. Sorry, I just started to see some things because actually now I feel that I'm open a little more after talking about this. And then actually I started to already feel like he was showing me a certain way how to do something. So it was,
Yeah, he's going to give you a lot of help. And it's going to be, some of it will be small tweaks, but they're important tweaks.
Okay.
You know, how things look, the overall picture, those little tweaks are going to make it look even better. He said that through you, he's got an artistic eye also.
Okay. that's good. Okay. Well, thank you so much for the help and helping me reconnect to him. It's really nice. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Thanks for calling, Casey. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
And good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, I think we have to go to our last break. So hang on. We have another caller, and I'm going to be telling you about some events coming up and all that's next. So this is Darcy Parisso at Animal Soul Wisdom. We'll see you soon.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
Hey everyone, I'm Darcy Pariso and this is Animal Soul Wisdom. Welcome back. We're talking about animals in our lives, their emotions, intelligence, and updating relationships. So thanks for coming back. Now we've got Serena on the line.
Yes, Serena.
Hi, Darcy.
Oh, hi, Serena.
Hi.
How can you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. So, Serena, where are you calling from?
Calling from Seattle. I have recently just inherited slash adopted a little six-month-old miniature schnauzer from my daughter. So we're going to sort of co-parent this little creature now. We're all just totally in love with her. I have a question, though, for you regarding Olive. That's the dog's name. She barks a lot at other dogs and other people when we go out, and I'm just wondering if you can talk to her to see if she is willing to curb that habit. And I know she's a dog and dogs bark, but it's not great when we go out. It makes it harder.
Yeah, I see that. And you're right in the city too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know a couple, Serena, so I wasn't sure at first who's. So welcome. What I feel for Serena is that she's a small dog and she's asserting herself and she's a young dog. And I think that is a perfect time to work with her, to give her a job, you know, to tell her what you want. So instead of protecting you, like right now she's like, you know, I'm going to tell everyone to stay away, you know, and protect you. Instead, you can tell her, you know, I'll send you a job list. I can get your email and send you a job list. And you can tell her that you want her to be the friendly greeter, or you want her to at least be to show her beautiful manners on your walk. And we could do a private session too, and we can talk to her about you know, the changes in her life and what you'd like to see and what you expect, and then show her images in her mind, pictures that match the words. Hey, Olive, we're going to go for a walk. So when we go for the walk, I want you to walk, you know, on the right side of me and stay close. And we're going to walk quietly. And you show her what that looks like. And we see another dog. At first, you might want to kind of like turn to the side a little bit and kind of block her. And so she might see the dog and be ready to be reactive. But then you kind of turn a little bit so that she's blocked. And so just get her used to being able to pass another dog without being reactive. And it's kind of like baby steps in practice. And she'll get better. But every time she does something, like, and takes some little training treats, and every time she does what you want, oh my gosh, you're like the best dog in the whole world, Olive. Here you go. And just do those things because she's smart and she wants to please, but she also wants to, like, kind of show who she is, like, strut her stuff a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has a, she has a beautiful personality and kind of a big personality too.
Yeah, she does. In a small package.
yeah. So you just want to help her to pull that back a little bit. And also I like to use, Rescue Remedy, because it brings you into balance. If it helps you get rid of anxieties and fears and the negative emotions, and brings up the, you know, confidence and feeling good about yourself. So that, or a little bit of CBD oil can help to kind of tone that down, where she's getting used to the different energies. And the other thing is, you know, again, talking to her would help a lot, because she's been to your house before, but she's never actually lived with you.
Uh-huh.
So, so there's lots of different energy around her too that she feels. So we have to, you know, tell her this is just kind of how it is, and here's some things that you can do to deal with it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll talk to her. I mean, it's kind of a new decision to have her live with us, but she's also going to see my daughter quite a bit too. But unfortunately, my daughter wasn't really able to care for her quite as much as she would have really liked to.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. That's probably sad for both of them. And that's another thing. You know, your daughter could talk to her and say that, you know, I won't be with you all the time, and I'm sad about that, but I know you're going to be really happy here, and I'm really excited for you, all the adventures you're going to have. And you show pictures of what those are, and walking perfectly and getting treats and being just like, you know, the greeter of Seattle.
Well, that's great. I'll talk to her about that too then. Sorry, Olive's saying hi.
Hi, Olive.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will, either through Facebook, or I can send you a job list, and then we can talk too, and we can come up with some more ideas once I tune into her more.
Okay, thank you so much, Darcy. I sure appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for coming, Serena.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So before we get to the end of the show, which is coming very quickly, I'd like to let everyone know that I've got some events coming up, and they're all in March, one April, but in March. The first one is, it's on this station. It's Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW, 1150 AM. There's going to be a show. It's March 14th, and it's Animal Soul Wisdom. And we're going to be talking about horses. And Stacy Lewis of Center Development Ranch will be my guest. And we'll talk about how, you know, animal communication. She's a life coach, and she's got lots of interesting stories. We work together, and the horses are teaching people how to heal and how to communicate in different ways and how to listen in different ways. It's really cool. So you can check out my website, darcypariso.com. That's P-A-R-I-S-O, Paris with an O, darcypariso.com. On my events page, it'll have this March 14th show, Animal Soul Wisdom, and the times are 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, on March 17th, just a few days later, I'm going to be a guest on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and that's on KKNW, 1150 a.m. And she takes callers from 9 to noon, starts about 9:30 or 10. So there'll be plenty of time to take your calls, and you can check out that phone number and, again, find the information on my website. Another Animal Soul Wisdom on March 28th. And then on the 31st, Sunday the 31st, I'm going to be teaching a class on Bainbridge Island here in Washington, Learn to Communicate with Animals, and that's 10 to 5. It includes lunch and details again on the website. And last, on Saturday, April 6th, there will be the heart-to-heart communication at Center Development Ranch and talking with horses and all kinds of fun things. So check those out. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And I hope that you'll be back and you'll call in, ask your questions, whether they're about yourselves or animals. I look forward to hearing from you. And last thing is, I just want to remind you to look at your animals as if you're seeing them for the first time. Remember when they first came to you, who they were, and who are they now? and see how you could start deepening that connection and seeing them differently. If there are other animals in the house, maybe you can take them aside and spend more time with them, one-on-one time, and you'll be amazed, because I've been there. I've had several animals in my home and thought I knew them, and then once I had that one-on-one time, it's like, wow, this is somebody who's doing a lot more than I gave them credit for, and it's been really great. So again, thank you for tuning in today, Darcy Pariso, Animal Soul Wisdom, and I will see you on March 14th. On Transformation Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit DarcyPariso.com.